Mr. Ban held talks with Egyptian leaders and Arab League Secretary General Nabil El Arabi in Cairo on Tuesday. He spoke to reporters after the meetings.
My message is clear. All sides must stop fighting. Further escalation of the situation will only result in more tragedy and puts the entire region at risk.
The Secretary General, who is now in Israel, says his paramount concern is for the civilians on both sides. According to the UN Human Rights Office in Geneva, the death toll has more than doubled over the past 2 days. Rupert Colville is spokesperson for UN Human Rights High Commissioner Navi Pillay.
The High Commissioner deplores attacks such as the bombing of a house in Gaza, which killed at least 8 members of the Al-Dalou family, including 4 young children, on 18th of November. She appreciates statements made by Israeli officials about the precautions taken to avoid harm to civilians. However, attacks affecting schools and religious sites, as well as the reported targeting of homes and media outlets during the past 48 hours, raise serious concerns about Israel's commitment to its obligations under international human rights and humanitarian law. The High Commissioner reiterates her condemnation of the continuing indiscriminate attacks and targeting of civilians in Israel by militants from Gaza, which have killed 3 civilians as well as causing civilian injuries and damage to civilian property.
A week of rocket attacks and airstrikes is affecting the mental health of youngsters on both sides of the divide, according to the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF. UNICEF spokesperson Marixi Mercado says signs of psychological distress among children in Gaza include sleeplessness, bedwetting, nightmares, and withdrawal.
The children are surrounded by images of death and destruction. There are constant funerals going on in the streets with a lot of chaos and panic, and this draws adolescents in particular. Parents are trying to keep children indoors to protect them, but it is difficult because schools are closed and there's little to do at home.
Israeli children are also feeling the strain.
In Israel, children are terrified of the air raid sirens and being forced to run into bomb shelters several times a day. Many children and families in southern Israel have sought shelter in other parts of the country.
Mercado says the insecurity has forced UNICEF to halt its activities in Gaza, although it is supporting 5 emergency teams which visit children and families either in their homes or hospitals. The agency is also procuring 14 essential drugs, which Gaza's Ministry of Health says are out of stock or depleted. Deanne Penn, United Nations.